Nash Next, The Journey, is sponsored by Country Inns and Suites. Making you feel at home is what Country Inns and Suites does best. With complimentary hot breakfast, Wi-Fi, and warm, heartfelt hospitality, you'll feel welcome the minute you arrive. And as the proud host of the Nash Next Live from the Lobby at Country Inns and Suites tour, we look forward to sharing our home with country music's next big names. Stay tuned to hear special Nash Next artist stories, and remember to book your stay at countryinns.com/music. Welcome to Nash Next, The Journey. This is the podcast series that explored Nash Next, as well as 2016 winner Todd O'Neill's life as an emerging country star. Hi there, I'm Robert Mathers, one of the producers of the Nash Next program. Now, we started this podcast series by framing out exactly what the Nash Next competition is, and then we charted our winner, Todd O'Neill's journey from his Hammond, Louisiana roots to the big win of his contest. Through this podcast series, you heard about how his record, Love Again, was made, and what touring has been like for him so far. I encourage you, if this is the first time you've listened to this podcast, you should start at the beginning. You see, we designed it to be a story that you can easily digest and follow along with. Now, this is the last episode for season one of Nash Next The Journey, and it's your turn. Now, I know some of you who are listening are wondering, do I have what it takes to enter the Nash Next competition for 2017? I assure you, you do. If you're listening to this episode between June 1st and June 30th, 2017, then we are actively recruiting artists for Nash Next 2017. Now, if you're listening to this episode after June 30th, 2017, well, maybe you want to try our upcoming rock version in the fall of 2017. Or, if you're listening in the future, well, you can always use this particular episode as an awesome audio motivational pep talk to get you to pursue your dreams. Now, I have reassembled most of the people we've talked to throughout season one of Nash Next The Journey and asked them to give you their advice on entering Nash Next 2017. First up, let's hear from some folks in the Nash Next production team. We'll start with Cumulus and Westwood One's Chief Marketing Officer, Christina Albee.
Be yourself. Be aggressive. Get your, your social network and your fans behind you. Rally from the beginning. Talk about it. Use it for yourself. Going back to, you know, make this about you and make this about you developing your career. It is not only about winning. It's about the opportunity that you have at that moment by entering. You're connecting yourself to the Nash Next franchise. You don't have to win it to be connected to it. You could say when you are out booking yourself and on social and talking about what you're doing to your fan base, hey, I just entered to participate in the Nash Next 17 talent contest. Come down and see me. You get to use that to your benefit during this process, and I highly encourage you to do so.
We really do try to give everyone as much tools as we possibly can throughout the process and really make it much more of an investment and a learning process for everyone involved.
Keep stage presence in mind. I think that there are a lot of great voices out there. There is a lot of great talent. But when you put it all together and you go on stage and you have the presence and you connect, I remember Todd looking down at someone and speaking exactly to that person and then looking over 400 people to the person in the back of the room and just really being able to take the stage and bring it to life. Anyone can get up there and play guitar and you can sound great. There's lots of them, but not everyone is going to touch people. It's touching, it's feeling, it's getting that emotion back from them. And once you have that, you brought the audience right into you.
And that was Leslie Slender, and before her, Katie Sorrells from Team Nash Next in New York. Now we'll hear from some of our programmers. To start us off, co-producer of Nash Next The Journey, head of country music programming, program director of WKDF Nash 103.3 in Nashville, and my good friend, Charlie Cook.
Well, you can't win it if you're not in it, is basically the real answer to that question. If you have any desire to become a country music singer, this may not be the easiest way to do it because you got to get through a lot of other great performers. but it is an easy way to do it because you get in front of radio stations and radio program directors and music executives and a ton of fans who go there specifically to find new acts and to vote for their favorites. So this is a great way to get in front of the important people right away. And I think that if you don't, look, if you don't think you're ready, that much I understand. But if you've been doing this and you have confidence in yourself or in your group, this is a great way to get in front of the right people. So I hope that everyone who has the aspiration to become a country music performer really advantages themselves by participating in NashNext 2017.
I'd say do it. I mean, this is an opportunity that really works. I mean, this is something you can take advantage of in your market with a Cumulus country station or a Nash branded country station. Every song gets listened to. Everyone gets the same chance. And if you have a voice and you have a song, why couldn't you win?
Give you a chance to be that next artist, that big superstar that gets your music played on Kix 106. I mean, could you imagine being played right next to Keith Urban or Carrie Underwood or Rascal Flatts or Florida Georgia Line, for crying out loud? It's a cool honor.
If I'm sitting with someone who's beginning their career and they're trying to decide on whether or not they go into NashNext 2017, I would ask them the question, are you prepared to allow your career to take you wherever it does? If you are, then you should do this, because it's an amazing opportunity where people will hear you at the highest levels in the music industry. You may not win, but it would not be surprising to have someone circle back around later and ask you if you want to audition for their label or if you have a desire to perform. This is an amazingly large showcase. If you're prepared to go and do anything and play clubs and write and work long hours, then you should do this. If you're looking to have a music career and you want to be a star, I don't know. It's tough to be a star. But if you want to be somebody who can spend the entire life, the entire span of their career, playing music and making a living playing music, then NashNext is where you should start.
And that right there was Cumulus Executive Vice President of Programming and Content, Mike McVeigh. And yes, he did get a promotion since we started this season. Before Mike, we heard from Dwayne Shannon from Kix 106 in Memphis. And before Dwayne, well, that was Cumulus Vice President of Programming and the man with the largest record collection in all of Georgia, Greg Fry. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll hear from our sponsor. NashNext, The Journey, is sponsored by Country Inns and Suites. While country artists take the stage at NashNext Live, Country Inns and Suites is also shining the spotlight on our military members and their families. Through their partnership with Operation Gratitude, Country is working hard to send a little touch of home to the men and women who couldn't be further from it. At each tour stop, there will be an opportunity for guests to write a letter of thanks. These letters accompany care packages that lift the spirits and meet the evolving needs of the military and first responder communities overseas. To honor the selfless service of these men and women, Country welcomes them and their families with the new Military First program. At check-in, military members and their families receive a special rate and the best available room, as well as Club Carlson's Silver Elite status after their first stay. It's a small token of the immense gratitude felt at Country. To learn more about the Military First program and partnership with Operation Gratitude, visit countryinns.com/military. So are you still not convinced that you should enter NashNext 2017? Or just simply follow your dreams? Well, here's what some of our top 10 finalists had to say to you. First up, Alexis Gomez, formerly of Ohio, now living in Nashville. She followed her dream. And by the way, Alexis is wicked fun to run through a drive-thru daiquiri stand with.
The advice that I would give to anybody who's thinking about doing this is, first of all, do it. And on top of that, just come out really strong. Whatever you think that your best music is, just put it out there. And what I've always learned is, you know, it's very hard for an artist to pick their best song because you're so close to it in different ways. So I like to really get some people that I trust that either know music really well or just some great listeners who are really, really good fans, and just get an unbiased opinion to kind of see, you know, someone who's not so close to the song, what you think your best is. And then on top of that, if you get a chance to, you know, do some cover songs, make it your own and figure out how to stand out in that way, because there's a lot of people who can sing really, really well, but to be the whole package is something different, and I think that's what you need to strive for.
Yeah, I mean, you'll never know unless you try it. I mean, when I entered it, it was just something I had in the back of my mind until it came down to who was about to be in the top 10, and that's when I had a lot of my attention on it. And I mean, but it's definitely worth a shot. Like, it's, because I mean, the outcome could be great, and if not, you can better yourself for next year.
That was Trey Team, Nashnext 2016 finalist. He's from Macon, Georgia. Not only can he play and sing really well, he's a pretty good backup in a bar on Bourbon Street. Up next, Ashley Jordan from Massachusetts. Go Sox. I had to throw that in. You'll be inspired by her advice or by watching her motivate you on Facebook. Either or, you're better for listening.
I would say just for them to stay true to themselves and just do what they do best. Because when you're like a newer artist too, and I used to have this problem where you're just like, you look at other people and you're like, oh, like maybe I should be doing this. Maybe, like, stay in your own lane and just like know, like, this is what I write. And this is good, what I have, like, this is me, you know, because I think if you try to step outside and try to be somebody else, it just comes off to everybody else as you just, you know, trying to be something that somebody else wants, like, just do you. Mm-hmm. And I think that then it comes off in your performance, and they see that, you know, you're true to your music, and you believe in it, and you're passionate about it, because if you're not passionate, it kind of falls to the wayside. So just, you know, be yourself and try hard and do your best.
We would recommend that everyone submit to the Nashnext contest. It seems like a lot of work, and, you know, some people are like, oh, I'd rather just it be fall in my lap. Well, that's not going to happen. You have to work.
Yeah.
So, you know, the first, and it's really easy. So you submit a song. That's round one. That's it. All you have to do is submit a song you already wrote and already recorded. You just put it on there. You know, it's a little bit of promoting, but if you have good friends and family and fans, it's not hard to get them to, you know, rate you a good score, because I'm sure the song that you submitted was good.
And that's why we do it. You know, we make music to connect with people. So this is just a platform to do that, you know, exponentially, because there is so much opportunity for it to be something so much bigger than just submitting a song. You know, we never thought, I mean, we knew a bunch of the people that we were up against for New York. We had, you know, we've seen them. It's a small community of country artists in this area, and we know all of them, and the talent was crazy, and we were not sure the way that it was going to go, but it brought us all the way down to Nashville, and we shared a stage with some of probably the biggest country acts that are going to come out of, you know, of this next couple of years. So it was worth every second of it. And it was so exciting.
And that was Spin from New York and New Jersey. Mark my words, those twins will be more famous than Eddie Rabbit one day. Up next, Brandon and Ryan from Murphy's Ford. They're from Jefferson City, Missouri. You got to see these guys play live and then ask them for cooking tips. You will not be disappointed.
I'd say focus on your songs. I always say that, but I would say focus on your song quality over anything. And they, you know, in Nashville they have millions of great players. Everybody's great, so they're not going to, I don't think they're going to be overly impressed. Well, I mean, they'd be impressed by you, and everybody's all about a story now, and then what they can build a story off of and stuff like that, more than just how good of a singer you are. It's kind of a whole package. Like, I hear Luke Bryan talk about, where everybody used to talk about the music industry, now everybody calls it show business or something, you know what I mean? Instead of being the music business, it's show business. It's the whole package. It's the whole shebang. But I would say definitely focus on your songs and make sure they're as good as you can write.
You know, one thing too, when it's all happening, if you get that far, soak in every moment you can, because it's real. I mean, it's the real deal. So
it goes quick.
And even if you don't win, you come from it. Like, here we are right now. We get to come up here and play and do little shows and stuff. We're still kind of connected. It's just been really fun, you know, on that side of it, giving us exposure. So
I guess something that I would say to somebody who's looking, you know, to enter the competition is, like, just be yourself and don't try to, like, be something that you're not just because someone else is doing it and you think that that's the right way that's going to get you to the place that you need to be. Because I don't think there's not a right or wrong way or to do things. And I feel like if you just stay true to yourself, then that's how you're really going to win.
Yeah, totally. And like, we didn't think we would get as far as we did. We just sort of did it because we felt like we needed to or whatever. But yeah, you never know. So you might as well just be yourself, because it's going to be harder to put on a front the entire time. So.
Yeah. And you're not going to be as happy, I guess, you know, like if you put on a front at first and then it works out for you, you're always going to have to do that. So why would you even do that in the first place? Mm-hmm.
And do you feel part of a community now that you've gone through this?
Yeah.
We actually see a good amount of some of the people that we met.
Even not the top 10 people, like through the whole competition, like we still have friends that, you know, live here in Nashville that we see all the time, and we try to go watch them and they come watch us, and we're really proud of Todd O'Neill for winning too. Like, we're really happy that let he got the chance to win, so we're really proud of him.
And that advice was from the Young Fables. Wes and Laurel are the literal example of loving what one does and then making it a living. You know what? All of our artists are inspirational in some way. You see, Nash Next gives you that opportunity. All you have to do is enter one song. Yeah, one song can literally change your whole life. And it can change the lives of those around you. Imagine how you felt the first time you heard your favorite artists. Those chords, that voice, the melody blending with the rhythm, everything just coming together. Do you remember how it inspired you? Well, now it's your chance. Change your life, and you can inspire someone else too. No, I'm serious. Even if you're listening, even if you're not a musician, create something. Take the chance and follow your dreams. Be humble, kind, have a good family and crew along with you. In fact, go get a Barbara. Practice and hard work, all of those things together, and it'll work out. If you don't believe me, here's a final word from your 2016 Nash Next winner, Todd O'Neill.
Be yourself. Be who you are and know who you are. Dare to be different. Be humble. Be kind. Just like the song. You know, and don't forget, it takes a team to do this. Really does. And practice your tail off.
And there you go. Love Again by Todd O'Neill is out now. That's the song he recorded. It is climbing up the charts. And all because he entered Nash Next. Make sure you request Love Again at your favorite country radio station. Buy a copy for yourself and some friends. Buy them copies too. You can get it at iTunes, Amazon, or Spotify. And I've said this for the last 9 episodes. If you want to see Todd O'Neill perform live, and I really do expect to see you at one of his shows, go get those dates now at toddoneillmusic.com. You can follow Todd on all of the social media. He's at Todd O'Neill Music. And this is the end of season 1 of Nash Next, The Journey. I'd like to thank Christina Albee, Mike McVeigh, Katie Searles, and Leslie Slender from Team Nash Next. I'd also like to thank our road warriors that joined us on the tour for Live from the Lobby with Country Inns and Suites. Jamie, Aaron, Laura, and Lauren. They're from Campbell Ewald and Carlson Hotels. A lot of fun to hang out with. Very hardworking people. And a special thank you to Barbara Farkas for her Sunday calls and constant emails. I'm serious. You need a Barbara to help you achieve your dreams. Everybody needs a world-class manager, and Barbara is at the top of that list. And a very special thank you to Todd O'Neill for being open, honest, and hospitable during this series. We wish you continued success, brother. This episode of Nash Next, The Journey, was written and produced by me with invaluable guidance from the one and only Charlie Cook. Thank you, sir. You can follow Nash Next 2017 as well as all things Nash Next. We're on Twitter at Nash Next or Facebook at facebook.com/NashNextCountry or at your favorite Cumulus Country radio station. All of that together at the official website for Nash Next, NashNextPresents.com. I'm Robert Mathers. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be in your feed with some special updates this summer and season 2 of Nash Next, The Journey, next spring. Now's your chance. Go do it.